No work is high or low. Indians respect Mahatma Gandhi as father of their nation. So too, Americans look upon George Washington as the father of their country. He was a brave soldier with a noble heart. His one great desire was to serve his country and his fellow men. During the American War of Independence, George became the head of the country's army. One day, he was going round on horseback to make sure that everything was in order in the army camp. At one end of the camp, a new building was being raised. An army captain was giving orders to 6 soldiers to lift a long and heavy iron beam to the top of the building. The weight of the beam was too much for the 6 soldiers who were struggling to obey the orders. But the captain seemed to have no consideration at all for his soldiers. Instead of going to their help, he was only shouting aloud from a distance, "Come on, lift! Lift, lift." George could not bear this sight. He stopped near the captain and asked him, "The beam is heavy. Why don't you help them a little?" Back came the reply, "Oh, it is the soldier's job. Don't you see I am a captain?" "I see," said George. "I am sorry. I didn't know." Getting down from the horseback, he joined the soldiers and helped them till the beam reached the top. Then, turning to the captain, he said, "Captain, next time you have such a job and not enough soldiers, send for me. I am the head of the American army. I shall gladly come." The captain was shocked when he heard these words. Before he could say a word in reply, George was on horseback again, speeding fast to his tent. George had taught a great lesson to the proud captain. All men are equal, whatever be their job or duty. Everyone, therefore, should be respected and loved. It is not the kind of job that one holds, but man's good or bad qualities that make him high or low.